Ben Nicholson-Smith is in studio, Sportsnet.ca baseball editor. Hello, Ben.
Hey, what's going on?
Not a whole heck of a lot. So, lots to talk about baseball-wise today. And it's really interesting, the reverberations that take place in this division with a couple of things. The most recent and most notable, Evan Longoria departing the Tampa Bay Rays to the San Francisco Giants. First of all, before we talk about the overarching picture, let's talk about the specific case of Evan Longoria. Is he good anymore?
Good, yes. Great, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's probably the best way to sum it up. He's a useful player. He's still got a little bit of power. You know, his numbers on the surface when he moves to a very tough park to hit in might not look that good next year.
Yeah.
I mean, he might have a 730 OPS. I still think he's a useful player. The Giants got very little from third base last year. So I think this can be an upgrade for them. But they're still not that great of a team.
No.
The Giants still need at least an outfielder and probably some more pitching. And even then, they're going to be what? The fourth best team?
I was going to say, they play in a division where three teams made the playoffs last
year.
Yeah,
it's tough. It's really tough. And so, yeah, you beat up on the Padres a little bit. But, I mean, I don't see a clear path to the playoffs for the Giants with or without Evan Longoria. But that being said, they have a veteran team. So if you want to take your shot, I understand the impulse to try and compete and see what happens now that they have another, you know, legitimately good player on their roster in Longoria.
So we're just starting to read some of the conversation coming out of Tampa, and I think there's probably a media availability after 2 o'clock today, I think. Either way, it seems like this was a cost-cutting move. Because the Rays aren't better with this. And the thing about Longoria, okay, is he a bit of a diminished player? He's only a couple of years removed from having, what, 36, 37 home run season OPS of 850-ish? So there's the possibility of a bounce back after last year's offensive season. He's stayed on the field for the last half decade, been remarkably durable. So normally I would say, oh, yeah, the Tampa Bay Rays, they're cutting bait with one of their best players. That makes sense. He's not on the Giancarlo Stanton deal, right? Like he's reasonably inexpensive if you get anything close to what he was 2 seasons ago and locked up long term. That seems like that's the reason the Rays did that deal in the first, is that he would be cost controlled for as long as he would be.
Right. And so this second deal that he signed, $86 million left on it over the course of the next, I think it's 5 years. And that's not so far different from what he might get as a free agent, probably a little more aggressive. But at the same time, he's a good baseball player and he's worth paying the money that he'll get for the next few seasons. Mm-hmm. On the back end of that, you might run into some trouble. And I think that's where the Rays, as they look at a payroll situation that's basically always going to have them in the bottom tier.
Sure.
As long as they play in the trop. Just really hard to imagine them spending with the big boys. So, you know, at this point, they clear some room. And it seems to me like one of those moves where they try to move a player a year early rather than a year late. Because now the prospect they get back, Christian Arroyo, he's regarded as the Giants' best prospect.
Right.
For what that's worth. So he does improve Tampa in the short term.
Yeah, I was doing a little digging on his minor league numbers. He's not like a 40 home run guy. He's not a big power guy. He'll get on base occasionally. And I guess he can play kind of around the diamond, around the infield, third, second, short.
Yeah, young guy, just 22 years old, made the major leagues, so he's close to being ready.
Yeah.
And I would expect that we'll see him at some point next year.
Okay, larger picture now, this division, because not only is Evan Longoria no longer in the division, and, well, he's a diminished player, he was a valuable one for the Rays, and kind of a J-killer. Sure, you play a guy 19 times a year, he's come up with some big hits against the Blue Jays, definitely a guy you fear in that lineup. The Orioles lost arguably their best player today. Manny Machado's up there, but what Zach Britton has done for them over the last couple of years has been ridiculous.
When they let him pitch, he's been great.
Yeah.
He's been phenomenal.
Just had to throw that in there.
He's been really good.
Poor Buck Showalter has made incredible moves throughout his managerial career. I don't know. He's a fine manager, but yeah, that will live with him forever, seemingly. But yeah, Zach Britton, when he's allowed to pitch, one of the best closers in Major League Baseball, and they won't have him until after the All-Star break, I guess.
And that's optimistic.
And you'd think they want to pitch him and then trade him. So the Rays, tell me if we disagree, because we disagreed on this team number of times over the last couple of years. They're going to be bad. They're maybe not actively trying to be bad, and especially if a Chris Archer trade is in the works. Like, they're probably not looking at, you know, really competing with the Yankees and Red Sox in that division. I think the Orioles are headed down the same path here, Ben. So we get back to this Blue Jays, what do you do in 2018? Man, there's 38 games against the Orioles and Rays that might not be very good this year.
I think the Orioles are going to be really bad.
Yeah.
And I really believe that whether or not they trade Machado, they're going to struggle. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Britton injury really hurts them. I'm still skeptical as to whether they're going to pull the trigger on Machado. But either way, this doesn't look like a good team. They're three starters short of a rotation. Mm-hmm. You can't win like that.
No, it's bad.
Yeah. And as for Tampa, I think that, you know, the Rays aren't going to be good. I don't think they're going to be horrible, though. I really don't.
The offseason is not yet complete. So, yeah. Like, if Archer moves, that changes things significantly.
And I think they will trade Alex Colomé, their closer, and they should trade him.
Sure.
There are a bunch of other pieces. I mean, Denard Span doesn't fit on that roster. They can probably trade him pretty easily. But Archer, to me, is a guy who just has so much value, it's almost going to be impossible to get it back in trade.
Well, here's another guy, too, right? Like, his free agency isn't tomorrow. I think he's under
4 years.
4 more years. Isn't that, like, if you're the Rays, are you really saying you're not going to be reasonable and competing for a playoff spot for another half decade again?
Which is why I think they keep Archer. I think they convert the relievers and they convert some of the shorter-term pieces, but I think they do keep Archer. And when you have him and you have Jake Odorizzi, you have Faria, who came up and did a nice job for them, they've got enough pitching. They've got a really good AAA team. They just have a lot of pieces to the point where I think they'll be 75 to 80 wins. I don't think they're going to be horrible.
Yeah, it's just must be tough liking baseball and you live in Florida, right?
Beautiful.
Like, how do you do it? I'm sure those people exist. I mean, it's not so bad. It's sunny and warm today, so that's okay.
You get spring training.
And there is baseball. Like, there's the other team is probably intriguing when you go to the ballpark. But for the life of me, I can't imagine spending $1 on a ticket for a Rays or a Marlins game. Like, I don't know what you do.
It would be rough. It really would, because especially now that there are two wild cards, most teams have somewhat of a chance. That's what made the Jays season last year so remarkable. They were out of it from a pretty early point. And I know, you know, they weren't technically out of it, but it felt like they were out of it. It was a very different experience than what fans are accustomed to in the two wild card era. And of course, there were glimmers of hope, but by and large, you know, it was a lost season for the Blue Jays. And so this is what the Rays and Marlins are now facing, because even if the Rays win 75 games, I don't think there's any shot of them making the wild card. I maybe that's overstating it, but it's hard to imagine the path to the postseason for them.
Yeah. One of those wild card spots we assume is going to be gobbled up by the Red Sox or Yankees, whoever doesn't win the division. And yeah, it's tough. You got to play those teams 38 times as well. Talking to Ben Nicholson Smith. So we kind of glossed over it. The Manny Machado thing, it's looming. I think the Orioles were the only team in the division that finished behind the Blue Jays last year. Like, they were bad. And the Blue Jays were bad. And the Blue Jays, you can see the bounce back is easier to see because the Blue Jays already have a good rotation. The Orioles are, they are trash when it comes to that five-man rotation. There's nothing there. Need to restock the farm system. They actually used to be one of the jewels of Major League Baseball when you thought Chris Tillman and who's the lefty. There was a couple of guys in that farm.
Brian Mattis was
supposed to.
And Jake Arrieta.
Well, and Britton, too, was supposed to be a starter. He turned out, but as a reliever. I think they have to trade Manny Machado because there's not... I don't know if I've talked to you directly about this or whether this conversation has happened with JD, but yeah, I get it. Like, whether you agree with the Blue Jays plan in 2018, the logic is sound. Fans show up for this team. They're the highest attendance in the American League. Get it. You don't want to take a step backwards. Sure, keep competing because whatever. Second wild card spot, still playoff spot. They don't show up for that team in Baltimore, despite the fact they've been in the playoffs, what, 4 of the last 5 years? That team's been reasonably good. There's no reason to say, well, we don't want to alienate our fans in 2018 by trading away our best player. No, you want to make your team as good as possible. There's not that outside pressure, I wouldn't imagine. Although you're reading these things about Peter Angelos maybe stepping in and thwarting a trade.
Yeah, I mean, and Angelos is a difficult owner, right? And every team's ownership situation is difficult. But, you know, he's someone who has a reputation as being more meddlesome than a lot of other owners. So at this point, you're talking about a team that lacks high-end minor league talent to come up and fill in those gaps. Aside from Gausman and Bundy, they have nothing in the rotation. So my first impulse is they should trade Machado, and then I would agree with
you. Yeah.
Then I start to wonder, though, what are the realistic offers? Because you're not just going to trade him for the sake of trading him. He's a great player. He's one of the franchise players alongside Adam Jones. Mm-hmm. This is going to be the last hurrah for those guys with Jones, Brad Brock, Zach Britton, and Machado all hitting free agency in a year's time. So unless you're getting something really, really impressive back, you probably can't pull that move off. And I wonder what the returns are. And I think it applies to Josh Donaldson too. But when you're talking about these guys who are making, you know, in Machado's case, 17, and Donaldson's case, 24 million, what are teams going to give up for 1 year of them?
Well, that's the thing. It seems like both guys, well, specifically Machado, because he's so much younger, is going to go to free agency. Yeah. He's going to get his money. He's going
like
to see what's out there.
100% he's going to free agency.
What would you rate the chances of Donaldson going to free agency? Because I think it's close to that, but maybe a little less because there is a fear. Not that there's a fear of regression, but he's older and he's been banged up the last couple of years, and this is his one big chance here.
So I think the Blue Jays will keep him.
You mean for this year?
For this year, yeah.
Okay,
sorry.
Freak me out for a second.
For this year. I think they'll keep Donaldson, and assuming they keep him, I don't think they extend him. So I think that that's the most likely outcome. Now, if they trade him, let's say, for argument's sake, to St. Louis, which still needs a third baseman and had been rumored to be in on Evan Longoria of the Rays. So if the Cardinals were to make a really compelling offer, trade for Donaldson, I could see them extending him. So that's the one scenario where I could imagine an extension. 5 years, you know, you're up well over $100 million at that point.
Yeah.
Probably shy of $150. But
really?
Maybe. Maybe you're up to $150, but $130 to $150 would be you could have probably a serious conversation. That's me speculating, but I would imagine that you could probably have a serious conversation at that point. And then there you go, you have the deal. But that's a chance within a chance. I think the likelihood is Donaldson hits free agency a year from now.
All right. There's still 2018 to play. Thanks for doing this, Ben.
Anytime.